statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You're in the clubhouse, and welcome to this first weekend, the first Saturday in November. And Donna Orender, consultant to the PGA of America, leading the Golf 2.0 initiative. She worked for the PGA Tour for 17 years, president of the WNBA for five. We'll be talking to her, but first we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Donna Orender, former collegiate and professional basketball player. She played field hockey, volleyball, softball, tennis. She has four children, by the way. A PGA Tour person for 17 years. She negotiated television contracts. She was named the fifth most powerful woman in sports in 2005. And today, at least it seems to me, her graduate studies in social work are coming to fore. She's working motivating women, but keeping sports close with her work with the PGA of America, Golf 2.0, the Women Initiative. Welcome to the show, Donna Orender.
Aloha.
Aloha. It's good to have you on the show. I'm excited about what you're doing. It was great to meet you in Hawaii during the conference that we had last month. And I just want to start off by saying that Golf 2.0, I mean, it seems like we've been talking about Play Golf America, growing the game of golf, Golf 2.0. It's probably one of the PGA of America's most important initiative undertaken in its history of 96 years. Tell me about what Golf 2.0 means to you.
Well, listen, I think that anytime you have something that has value, that brings joy to people, that can teach them, that can enhance their lives, then it's important to get it, I think, to get as many people to participate as possible in a reasonable way. And I think when the PGA took an active step to look at their business and realize that they had such a small percentage of participation by women and girls, and realize that that was a huge gap, that it was time they really focused on what was making that gap happen, and then how could they address it. Not only would it make the game more available to a huge part of the population, but of course it would also enhance their business. So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. But what is making the gap happen? Why is only a fifth of the population playing a game when it, women are over a half of the world's population?
Well, I mean, you can answer this question and ask it many, many different venues in terms of business or whatever. But culturally, golf has been a game that has grown up around men. It has kind of a men's cultural milieu. And as such, it hasn't been very welcoming to women over the years. It doesn't mean there haven't been great women. It doesn't mean we haven't been able to grow, global golf tours such as the LPGA. But what it means in general numbers, when I speak to women, which I do often, they'll say, I want to play, but.
Mm-hmm.
And the buts, as we both know, is there's an intimidation factor, there's a fear factor, there's a comfortability factor, there's a general social cultural factor when you walk into, many clubhouses. Most of it's not meant to be. And when I get to go around the country and I've talked with, men's golf professionals all over, which has been such a joy and so fun, they're like, wow, I really didn't even recognize that. And so we're giving people tools and opening their eyes to say, I'm inspired by that. I really do want to make it more available and open.
And part of it, I think, is men are mystified by women just in general. Look at relationships. So when women start coming into the game, it's like, what do we do with these? We've been getting away from the woman. And now they're coming after us. So,
well, it's interesting because, when we explain, we're not coming after you. And essentially, you have a beautiful venue that allows us to engage.
You mean the golf course?
In the most wonderful way.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
You've got this golf course. We want to play here. Now, how can we as women make men more comfortable that we're there?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because it is a 50-50 partnership here. And as much as I go and speak to men around the country, equally feel responsible to speak to women who have to actually take ownership of what they want to try to accomplish and recognize the fact that we tend to doubt ourselves. We need to be perfectionists. We're rule followers. And so unless we feel like we really know what's going on, and, you know, all of that stuff, if we can temper that a little bit, we probably can step in with a lot more confidence in terms of dealing with, you know, that situation when you come in and say, okay, does he really know what I'm talking about? And he's saying in his mind, does she really know what she's talking about? Do I really want her there? And when they both realize that they have the same goals, which is to enjoy a great experience or provide one, then you can take a very first positive step in creating a lifelong customer and a lifelong fan of the game.
Yeah, a lifelong customer. Now, we're talking, I know you talk to golf professionals, and golf professionals want women to come. Anybody in the industry, in the business of golf, they want women to come because we bring a lot of money to the game. What about the average guy?
Listen, there's all different kinds of studies. Everybody pursues recreation for different ways. There's a bunch of guys that like to go out. They like to get outside from their family. If they don't have families, they want to hang with the guys, have a cigar, have a couple of beers. No one's saying that should change. No one's saying they shouldn't have that experience. Like, my husband wants to do that. God bless you. Go.
Right.
No different than I want to go out and spend some time with my girlfriend. That's all part of us being the best people we can be. So I don't think people should feel threatened by that. All we're doing is, this shouldn't be an either or. This should be an and.
Yeah. What you said earlier about women having certain, well, habits, and one of them, I think, a lot of women say sorry. I'm sorry a lot for it. I do. When I hit a bad shot, I'm in a group, I'm sorry. Boy, I'm sorry because I'm wasting your time. I've only gone 40 yards, and you've gone 100, and you're going to have to wait for me to catch up. I heard professionals, when they're playing as partners, say, don't say sorry. The last thing I want you to apologize for is a bad struck shot. So sometimes I think that's where men and women are different. Let's just move forward.
I think so. I think there's approach there, but there's also a lot of mythology around the game, right? So a lot, because men, I will tell you that men actually talk about the game under par, right? They're two under of talking about the game.
Right.
But the reality of scores of people who play exceed 100. The average score is 100, 105.
Hey, everybody, listen to this.
Think about that, right? So all these women are thinking, oh my God, I have to be so good. But you know what? A lot of these women who come out, they're coordinated, they're focused on their skill level. They can play side by side. And of course, that's where the handicap system also helps, because it levels the playing field in a really nice way. So that's myth number one. You know, that's really myth number one. They talk a good game, they could dress a great game, but they play 105. 10% or less of the population are single handicaps. So the majority of those playing are just people playing it because they love to be out there. Not because of, how many times have you asked, hey, you play golf? Yeah, I'm not really good. I said, God bless you. None of us are good. It helps us sell more balls, right? It keeps us interested in lessons. That's okay.
I take a lesson on Saturdays because I want to get better, but don't worry about becoming an expert. I don't have enough time to become an expert. I think if more people playing the game realize they're not going to play the way they play on television, you're just not going to get that good and accept a certain level of competence. Just enjoy your surroundings. As one person who told me when she got into the game, it was a scramble. And it was for charity. And she said, I've never played this game. They said, don't worry about it. Your ball most of the time won't even count. You know, just come and have fun. She said, all of a sudden the bug got her, and she realized, where else would she be able to play in such beautiful surroundings and enjoy it, and just enjoy these surroundings? That's really the focus. I think women like the experience of going out with other people, doesn't men, women, and just enjoying where they're at and the camaraderie of the experience. And whether or not you play expertly, it's not really that important.
Actually, Danielle, you're right on. It's not important other than if you get frustrated because you're not perfect, which is actually a thing women have to tend with, right? That's something we have to deal with as women. It tends to permeate a lot of our thought process and our activities. But let me just say this. I was a professional athlete. I have accepted the fact that when I play golf, I am not going to be an elite athlete. I play golf because I want to have fun. I create my own scorecard, right? I create my own games. I like being out there with people who have the same kind of mindset that I do. And here's how my scorecard goes. If I have a par, a legitimate par, I get a one. And if I have a one on either side, I think I've had a pretty great day.
Yeah.
Because even if I have six or seven strokes on a hole, and I'll pick up or something, chances are I'll have an approach shot, or I'll have a drive, or I'll have something that will give me great satisfaction, and that makes me feel good. And you know, it's enhanced by the fact that it is beautiful. I get to have I slow my pulse rate down, my heart rate a little bit. I am not on 50 technological devices. You know what I mean? I find it to be an antidote for life, and I think that's a lot of fun. It's very social, too. It's nice.
It is. It absolutely is. We need to take a break. Can we continue this conversation in about 2 minutes?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. We'll be back. We're talking with Donna Orender. She's consultant to the PGA of America, the Golf 2.0 initiative, connecting with her strategy. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Donna Orender is consultant to the PGA of America, leading the Golf 2.0, connecting with her strategy. And I need to ask you, Donna, are women who are very good at this game welcoming the beginner into the game? Are they happy to see more players coming in?
You know, it's so interesting because one of the issues we hear back from our golf professionals is the integration of the different levels of groups, and particularly women who play 18 holes in those are. I think what happens is when golf professionals at clubs set up the right kind of mentoring situations and outreach programs, I think it can work just great. I think it will. It could be really wonderful. And this whole idea of bring a friend, teach her to play, we did a program in New York under the leadership of Charlie Robeson up at the med section, and we had 90 women. It was just an unbelievable experience to see the women who are playing, who are, you know, long-term members, bringing in women who wanted to play. It was probably one of the best teaching, learning, inspiring days of golf that I had the privilege to be participant in.
Did they focus on teaching the rules or how to play?
No, not really about the rules so much. It was really a couple of shots, and it was kind of more about the lifestyle of the game as well as some of the technical qualities. How would you, you know, what's a good putting stroke?
Uh-huh.
You know, what's a good chipping stroke? What are the kind of keys we look at when we drive? And each hole, we never even played 9 holes, but every hole was a place to learn something about the game.
The connecting with her initiative for Golf 2.0, I was reading something that Daryl Krall said about you, that, of course, your expertise in steering the growth of women's sports at its highest level is critical in guiding the golf industry. And he added that he's delighted that you'll serve as an advocate in the development of new programs. What kind of new programs have you come up with?
Well, I actually, at this point in time, Daryl, the new CEO, Pete Bevacqua, of course, their great president, Ted Bishop, I think they're all evaluating what kind of programs they would like to create going forward. Of course, the big headline program is Get Golf Ready, which is funny because I get requests on all kinds of things over through my portal, my desktop, all the time. And someone says, hey, I really want to learn how to play golf. It was a young businesswoman. She goes, I recognize the fact that it can have a real positive impact on my life and my business opportunities.
Yes.
She said, really? Is it Get Golf Ready? Look up in your community. Lessons, 5 lessons geared to get you on the golf course. I mean, Susie Whaley is amazing at this, and she's one of my partners who I travel around with, and we work on this together. And 5 lessons, $99, $119, 1 hour, 1.5, geared to getting you on the golf course as soon as you can. 70-80% of those people, beginners, are women, and the retention rate is terrific. So I think that program in particular, where there is a lot of focus on really talking with and sharing with the new to the game person, is really working.
Yeah, Get Golf Ready is available at Ko'olina on Oahu and at Turtle Bay on Oahu as well. And I'd love to...
And of course, we have to mention our great friend at Ko'olina.
Yes, Greg Nichols.
Better?
Yes. No.
There are people as good. I will say this, Greg, there are people as good, but you are definitely... a shining star.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Let me ask you, what do consumers want? I mean, that's one of the things that you've got to evaluate. What do people want from golf?
I think, there's all, in any consumer business, right, that you're going to have a variety of wants from a variety of psychographics, demographics. You really want to get down to the technical metrics, right?
Yeah.
I could tell you that when we looked at women, what do women want, right? What do women value? Well, we value our time. And so I once was teaching a group of PGM students. These are students that are at college, training to be golf professionals. And I said, I just got to tell you, I don't want to play 18 holes. And they were young men, and they were mortified. What do you mean you don't want to play 18 holes? I said, I don't have time.
Yes.
I'm a little impatient. And by 12 or 14, I'm done. And they go, well, we can't do that. I said, sure you can do that. Not only can you do that, because what our research shows is I will pay a little bit more for less even.
Yeah.
Make the experience suit me. Don't make me suit your experience. And when you begin to really look at format changes, you can address the issues not only of time for women, but time for everybody.
Absolutely.
And women value, as you said, women value friendships. They value social connections. We value shopping. So we want really nice products and goods and services. We value healthy food and recreation. And we value learning and learning in a way that we can learn. And so that sounds a little redundant, but what that means is you got to teach me in the way that I can learn, not the way somebody else learns.
Yeah.
And generally, women like to learn in groups, which is why Get Golf Ready
is such a successful program. It's a great. I have a coach, Coach Charlie. He'll be on the show, but later on every Saturday, I go out with a few ladies, and he talks us through our shots. And
that's
wonderful. Four holes. And then he goes, okay, girls. And the next hole after he leaves us, we absolutely fall apart.
Right. Like, bring Charlie back.
Charlie! Yes, but then we focus again. We get it back together. We start
right.
hearing
you gotta, you know, I have to tell you, you got to get, I've played in Hawaii several times, and Mary B. Porter was one of my partners. And she is obviously just another one of those phenomenal women who has played at the highest level, but really concerns herself with grassroots and bringing the game to young girls and women. I don't think Hawaii Junior Golf would be anywhere where it would be without someone like Mary B. Porter, which is another reason to get more women in the game, because women really do give back in a very nice way as well.
Yes, and Mary B. Porter King was one of my first guests on my show when I started. She was just starting the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and we talked about it. And I was trying to say HSJGA, and she said, it's a lot to wrap your tongue around, Danielle.
Right.
I said, but I've gotten it down after 15 odd years. Finally, we've started an EWGA group
Terrific.
Here, the Executive Women's Golf Association. You do not have to be an executive to be in the Executive Women's Golf Association. In fact, you don't have to have a gin. You don't have to know how to play the game. We have clinics, all kinds of fun things. So, and it's wonderful because the girls get together, play a little golf, have a little some poo-poos, maybe a cocktail, don't have to drink, nothing. You know, it's just all fun. We just laugh a lot. But I have to ask you, what's Generation W?
Oh, thank you for asking. Generation W is a platform we created. It's this recognition that women are an incredibly impactful social and economic force. And it's a platform where we educate, inspire, and connect women. We put together a program here in Jacksonville. We began 3 years ago. We had nearly 1,000 people showed up for the program this past year.
Wow.
And I will tell you that on Wednesday, we'll be launching an outgrowth of the program called Generation WOW. And Generation WOW is all about teen girls. And we have 250 teen girls coming for a program to learn all about the positive and the possible, and then be paired up with a woman in the community for what we're calling the Geraldine Mentor Walk, founded by Jerry Laybourn. And it's 45 minutes where they get to walk and talk with somebody who can remain, connected to their whole lives. It's really about the leaders of today, you know, connecting with the leaders of tomorrow. And so really it's about the passion, about the value of women and helping women recognize their value and then exposing them to kind of the issues from top-level learned experts of the day, so that we create this momentum to create change and positiveness in our own personal lives as well as the communities we live in.
Fabulous. I'd like to stay in touch with you. How do we find out more about Generation W?
I'd be happy to send it to you, and I will say this. I'll be back on the island. I'm so excited about this. On December 8th and 9th, I will be there because I've been honored by being requested to be on the board of the ASP, Association of Surfing Professionals. They are relaunching their whole tour in 2014, and with a really special emphasis on the women's world tour.
Fantastic.
Yes. So we've got surfing and golf going on here, and I got to tell you, that's pretty exciting.
This is the place to be for that.
Yes. So hopefully, Danielle, maybe I can see you when I stop in.
Very much. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, you're just terrific.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll be back right after this. We're going to be talking with Craig Foster. He's got something going on about the bones and the game. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911, 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Of course, you want to go play a round of golf today, right? Volcano, where it was a lovely 57 degrees. 11:06, there's a tee time. Makalei has a 9:40. We've got twilight only at Kapolei. Ko'olina 11:12. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:30. Olomana has a 9:45. We've got Makaha East at 12:30. Wailea Gold Course at 10:20. And the Emerald Course has a 10:22. A 10:20 as well. by the way, and Poipu has an 8:50, a 10 o'clock, and 11:30. The One Guys Company is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you go play at Poipu Bay, a couple of things you can do. You can go get yourself one of those really classy Travis Matthews shirts. Comes with a free hat. Then you've got a gift. You've got a gift for somebody, right? You've got the free hat that you got with the shirt you bought for yourself. Or you can go in and check out the sale rack. It's been restocked. 25% off the restocked sale rack. Another great idea for gift giving. Or how about a gift card? A gift card from Poipu Bay. Now, let's say you get a $50 gift card for somebody you love. Maybe it's a $100 gift card. That gift card will give the person you give it to 4 opportunities, if it's $100, to play 3 holes, use the practice facility, have range balls and a cart, all for $25. This is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evenings. This is what you get at Poipu Bay. I think it's a great, it's called Practice and Play Program. Awesome. Just enough time to unwind after work, get out of the office, stretch your limbs, and play a little game. Speaking of playing, let's get with Craig Foster. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks very much for having me back.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Congratulations on your sweet 16 anniversary. That's great.
Yes, absolutely. It is fun. Craig Foster is the founder of DynaLine. It's a pre-shot alignment technique that'll help not just squaring up your club face for putting, but for chipping and for the full shot. And I think about that a lot, you know. When I'm getting ready for the shot and looking at my target and aligning my body, you know, you're always supposed to stand behind the ball and then figure out, don't stand sideways to the ball and then try to figure out your target. You stand behind the ball and then you approach. Now comes the holding of the club.
Yes. Things start getting complicated for people. But, you know, the thing about this, my system, DynaLine, is that it's dynamic preparation for dynamic motion. Now, what you see on all the tours now when people are putting is their pre-shot alignment is mostly static. You know, they put the club down behind the ball and then carefully grab it, and then they're going to put it in motion, but they're putting it in dynamic motion from a static position. And just mechanically, that is it's kind of problematic. You know, with my system, we're using some dynamic motion before the stroke so that you can get the body prepared to make a stroke.
Okay, this is kind of like people say, you know, I can work with a ball that's in motion, but I have a real hard time hitting the ball that's just sitting there.
Oh, it should be, yeah. So it should be much, much easier. But that's why we want to get the body and the club prepared for motion to hit this little ball. You know, the issue, one of the big issues with static alignment that you see on prevalent today is that during the stroke, the player, if they're doing it that way, they have to do 2 things at once during the stroke. They have to try to keep the blade square to their line. That's one thing. And then the second thing is they have to deliver the proper distance. So, you know, the mind can only do one thing at a time. And you know how it's real common when sometimes you're putting, you get the line right, but you leave it way short. Or you have the right distance, but you're off the line.
So right.
With my system, since we're preparing the club face to be on a real stable track, we can trust our alignment. Once we've done the dynamic pre-shot motion and gotten into, made our final alignment, then we can kind of forget about that alignment and trust it, and then focus on the distance control, which is actually more important than the alignment.
There you go.
And you know, feel like, and I like to use the rolling the ball technique. You know, that's the motion. Everybody's done that all their life. You're throwing balls to a target. You're playing catch or something. So all that sensation is in your dominant hand. And so we want to tap into that and use that, which is opposite to the common wisdom now, where everybody wants to take your hands out of the stroke. You know, to me, that makes as much sense as taking the GPS out of your smartphone.
So, or out of your rangefinder.
Yeah, you know, sure. So.
Now, all of you can see videos that Craig Foster has made to illustrate at secretinthedirt.com. Secretinthedirt.com is one place to go. You also have your own website, right? That's Steve Elkington's website. Craig, do you have another website you'd like me to refer?
Yes, I have a dynaligngolf.com.
dynaligngolf.com. There you go.
dynaligngolf.com. So, but I'm one of the, on Elkington's site, on Secret in the Dirt, there are over 1,200 free videos now in the video vault. And I've got a lot of videos. I've got, I don't know, probably 40 free videos in there. And then I also have a private group on Elkington's site called Dynamic Free Shot Alignment, and within Secret in the Dirt. So if you go and join, it's free to join my group, and then you can have one-on-one discussions with me and exchange videos. And, you know, I have people from all over the world. I have, you know, Finland. The other day with a fellow in Buenos Aires, you know, so it's really fun for me.
Yeah, you were at the Champions Tour, like right now this weekend, the Charles Schwab Cup champion will be crowned, Bernard Langer. Yeah. He's got a win, period, to get the Charles Schwab Cup. It's a year-long point system. And Kenny Perry has to finish above, he has to finish below fifth. So yeah. If Kenny Perry goes below five and Bernard Langer wins, then Bernard Langer gets the cup. So Bernard's, he's doing okay. Perry's definitely doing his part. He's below fifth. But Freddie Couples is playing spoiler, isn't he?
Yes.
He's
good
doing,
old Freddie.
Yes.
You know, coming out from out of nowhere, here he comes.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody loves it when Fred plays well.
But you were at the Pebble Beach Harvest Valley First Tee Open. Did you have fun there?
Oh my gosh, Pebble Beach! It was just phenomenal weather for one thing, and and then the golf course, and you know, the first time I'd seen the golf course other than television, and it is a difficult golf course when you know, those greens are small and lots of slope, and when they speed the greens up, it's devilish. And you were on Champions Tour. How about Champions Tour? You were out on Champions Tour, so isn't it fun?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was an honorary observer. It's absolutely fabulous. If you ever get a chance to be an honorary observer, do it, because, your name is going to be announced with the guys that you're walking with, but you get to be inside the ropes. You're walking with the players, and it's an amazing experience. And they talk to you.
And all the legends, everywhere you turn, you're seeing a famous player.
Yeah.
And it's relaxed out there. They're having fun. So it's a great, people really should go out and watch the Champions Tour if they get a chance. Because it's just a great show with great players. And I was also, I was on Golf Channel when we were at Pebble Beach. I was there with a new product called Laser Putter. This is LAZER Putter, and this is a new product. And we filmed a piece that was on Golf Channel on the Champions Tour Learning Center last week. This is a putter with a laser alignment system inside the shaft.
Is that legal?
It's practice aid. Yeah, no, this is not Caddyshack. So. But the players were just going nuts over this thing. We've got a number of tour players. I'm building these putters for the owner of the company, and there are John Backman is his name, and we have a number of players. Peter Jacobson was the featured. He's working with us on this project, and he was featured in this piece we did on Champions Tour Learning Center on Golf Channel.
This is Laser, L-A-Z-E-R, putter?
Yes, Laser. It's a trade name. It's an intentional spelling that way. So,
right.
And it's laserputter.com. You can get on there and see what it's about. Very exciting project, but I've never seen a product generate so much interest. We had it up at the Boeing Classic, and that's where Jay Rasovich from Golf Channel producers saw it and then said, hey, let's come on down to Pebble Beach and we'll do a shoot with this. And it was fabulous. You know, Peter Jacobson came out to demonstrate this. There's no script or anything. So we just turned the camera on, and Peter sunk about the first, he sunk the first five putts that he made, you know, with the laser putter. And so it's really an exciting product.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I just want to know more about it. But you know what else? Yes. When we were talking a little bit, or you were writing to me a little bit about, what is that? I thought Steve Elkington had like a show he was doing someplace. So,
oh, the big show.
The big show. Is it, did he really buy his, I guess this is like one of those really souped up, mobile home.
Mobile home doesn't really describe it. This is originally it was owned by Will Smith.
The Will Smith. Okay.
And so Elk bought it and then redid it. And I think it's 1,200 square feet. It's two stories. It has East Coast, West Coast feed on the satellite TV. It's his home away from home, and so that's where he stays on tour. He doesn't ride in it between events, but he stays there on tour. And then he entertains, and we had great parties in there with Rocco. Rocco's my new friend. Rocco, what a great guy he is.
Rocco Mediate, yes.
Oh my gosh, Rocco's just—he's tremendous. You gotta love Rocco. That's and we had a good discussion about Dying Line too with Rocco, and
Does he really have a roadie, a rock star roadie,
absolutely,
who drives it from event to event?
Craig Stevens is his driver, and Craig's been on the road with just about every rock band you can name, and so it's really the complete package, you know.
This is awesome.
You know, and so I'll tell you, you know, Elk's playing in the Charles Schwab Cup. He qualified for the top 30, so he's playing there today. And, you know, he might not have, he's had five top 10s this year, but I'll tell you, no one has had a better time on the Champions Tour than Steve Elkington. No one.
He's got to be bummed coming to Hawaii because he can't bring the big show with
him. He had some hotel withdrawal symptoms there in Hawaii.
This is a good point.
Loves Hawaii.
Yeah. So we're talking with Craig Foster, dynealign.com, dynealign.com. Had a really good talk with Steve Utley on the putting green at Pebble Beach. And
Stan Utley, the putting legend, yes.
Yes, about Dynealign and about the technique that you can find out everything about. Secretinthedirt.com is another one. Now, at secretinthedirt.com, you can actually sign in without paying anything. You can have a conversation with Craig Foster. He's fascinating because when he took like the skeleton of an arm and got Steve Elkington, showed him the tech, you know, what the skeletal, because I started this by saying you're about bones.
Yeah, right. Well, they're in there. But, you know, this is going to, Dynealign is in perfect position. When the anchoring band comes in 2016, people are going to have to adapt, and Bernard is one of them, to a different putting style. And Dynealign is your answer. Dynealign will essentially make your lead arm a long putter that is anchored to your shoulder. So, it's got a lot of potential.
There's your anchor.
There's your anchor right there. You don't need to buy one. You got one.
You got one. Find out more from Craig Foster at dynealign.com or at secretinthedirt.com. It's great. Craig Foster, it's great talking with you. Thanks for being on the show.
Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to take a trip. Speaking of traveling, you'd think you'd get here to Hawaii eventually, because I think it was like from Indianapolis to Puerto Rico to Mexico, and now he's on his way to Turkey. Why bother having a home? We'll be back right after this, talking with Matt Janella, the travel editor for Golf Channel. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You know what's cool about Star is they'll take some guys will come down and show you where you're vulnerable, whether it's your home or your business or a special event you're putting together. You can have them consult you on how best to protect that special event, and then they'll set up the protection, show you what you need. Really cool. Star Protection. The AJGA Rolex Player of the Year is Allison Lee. I was watching Golf Channel, and I saw Allison on television. She was asked, I think Gary Williams asked her, what advice she had for junior golfers. And some of them is, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to be willing to make sacrifices. You can't, as a parent, force golf on your child. They've got to want to do it, all right? That's really important. Another one that's really important is they've got to have fun, all right? And your child needs to have, or child, you need to have, someone you can talk to, a parental figure, someone, or an auntie, so you can have those. And we have some advice about once you go from junior golf and high school golf to collegiate golf. But let's bring, speaking of Golf Channel, my transition to Matt Janella, the travel editor for Golf Channel, covering courses, resorts, and the avid amateurs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Good to be on with you. I would only add to the advice for the kids, as you mentioned fun, is like the minute they start having fun, that's when I suggest parents to actually leave the golf course. The minute they get a sense that they're having a really good time, kind of just go home. Don't let it go to the point where the kid is no longer having fun. If they're leaving having fun, they'll keep asking to do it more often. That would be my tip on junior golf.
That is a very good, remove yourself from the premises.
Yeah, the minute they, like, have a good time or they hit a great shot, like, yeah, go home and be like, great, high five, you did it. Like, and then it's just going to keep them wanting to come back for more, as opposed to out in the heat and they're not having fun. And,
yeah,
you know, then they can associate the game with no fun as opposed to fun.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Do you, by the way, speaking of fun, you look like what we see on Golf Channel. You are nonstop rock from hotel to hotel, and they're all the best. Do you pay rent someplace?
I was going to say, I heard your lead, and I said the irony of all of this is that I'm actually currently trying to buy an apartment.
Okay.
Or I should probably say it's a misuse of irony, but it's certainly a strange set of circumstances.
No, yeah, okay. Well, you're going to buy an apartment. It'll be furnished in the year 20.
Yeah. I mean, it might be furnished. It's just nobody's actually using the furniture.
I was talking that you're back from, okay, Indianapolis, Puerto Rico, and how many places in Mexico did you visit?
Yeah, you're skipping a lot, too.
Oh,
I was in Nova Scotia, and I was in the Canadian Rockies. I was in Chicago. I was in Atlanta, Puerto Rico, Indianapolis, and then Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, and Los Cabos.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the last 4 weeks.
Okay, Matt, this is the deal. Okay, you're going to have to negotiate in your contract, a part that says that you get to take a friend with you on all events, okay?
And I have a lot of friends.
No, I'm thinking about a female friend, so that you can take your girlfriend or
significant... My Hawaiian soulmate.
You can take...
Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's got to be part of the deal. So what took you to Indianapolis? I don't think of Indianapolis. I think of racing. I think just what took you up there?
I'm doing a story for next season's In Play with Jimmy Roberts show that debuted last year. I'm doing a story, kind of a profile on Ted Bishop, the PGA President of America.
Oh.
PGA of America President. Yeah.
Right. Ted Bishop, yes. What are your thoughts on him so far?
You're going to have to tune in.
Oh, okay.
What, are you crazy? No. Honestly, for me, I was very curious to get to know him, given the amount of news he has made in his position of authority at the PGA of America. I find it to be impressive. I think the PGA of America, of the four pillars of golf, has, for whatever reason over the course of time, become pretty faint and quaint. And I think what Ted Bishop has done in the last year, and I said this on Morning Drive, whether you agree or disagree with him on the anchored putting stroke, or agree or disagree with him on naming Tom Watson as a Ryder Cup captain, or agree or disagree with him on pressing back to the RNA when they tried to put the PGA of America in their corner, all that being said, you do have to give the guy credit for having a voice and not being afraid to use it when big issues of the game were coming up on the table.
Yes. And having watched Morning Drive while you were on trying to do my research on what Matt Janella has been up to, I saw that, so I wasn't afraid to ask because I figured, that was already aired.
The actual profile will be pretty in-depth, and it's a good broad-based look at Ted Bishop, and he's got a year left, and we're going to, we'll see what happens. I think he's pushed all in on Tom Watson, but you know what? You could also argue he has nothing to lose, given our record the last 10 years.
Is 2 years long enough?
I asked him about that. He thinks it is. He thinks it is if someone's willing to commit like he did. I personally, was trying to convince him to stay for 6 years and see what he's capable of. But he's running the Legends golf course in Indianapolis, 27 holes. Uh-huh. And he's busy. He's got a business and he's trying to run it, and he's had some struggles with that.
Wow.
As well. So he talks about some of that.
Wow. Yeah, well, yeah, you've got a life, and now you're volunteering, quote-unquote, to be president of the PGA of America. Now, what happened to your life kind of goes on the back burner, and most people don't have enough time for their life, let alone to take on the organization. Huge.
Yeah, but Ted Bishop wanted this. I mean, he's been in the pipeline for a long time, and you can tell he feels like he was the right guy for the job at the right time when these
when these issues were coming up. So
excellent, excellent. Real quick, before we go to Mexico, where did you stay in Puerto Rico?
Oh, a fantastic spot called Royal Isabella.
Oh, and, you were there.
Yeah, and you know, we just ran the piece, and if you're interested in seeing it, it's a trip that I want to repeat as quickly as possible. Puerto Rico is fantastic. A Commonwealth of the United States. You don't need your passport. You don't go through customs. It's a 2-hour flight from Orlando, and it really a great culture. Beautiful countryside. I was taken by it. And Royal Isabella is a golf course and a resort built by two brothers.
What? So will you tweet that so I can retweet it and share it on my Facebook
yeah.
and all that?
Yeah, yeah, I will. I will. It's a great tour of a great destination.
Excellent. Now, and you went to Puerto Vallarta, Los Cabos, and Cancun in Mexico. Is there anyone that you liked in particular? Or is it just Mexico?
Cancun is definitely that's Las Vegas. So that's what you're going to get when you go to Cancun.
Okay.
It's Las Vegas with a beach and minus the casinos.
Got it.
Los Cabos is like trying to be, or should I say, let's see, what is it? San Jose del Cabo. So San Jose del Cabo is sort of neighbors Cabo San Lucas, and they're all a part of Los Cabos. And San Jose del Cabo, to me, is a little bit like Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Like, it's all, you know, built on art and music and that segment of the culture. And it's fascinating. It's kind of a cool vibe there. So I would say that's probably where I would go back first.
Ah. Puerto Vallarta is really close to, is it close to Guadalajara?
Or am I way off? You stumped me. I don't know it as it relates to that. But I will say Puerto Vallarta is built around this massive bay, and it's a beautiful destination.
It's on the bay. Okay, I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so I'm watching Golf Channel, okay, and I'm expecting to see Matt Janella, the travel editor, on some fabulous golf course, which I do. But I walked out of the room because, of course, I'm getting ready for work, and then I walk in, and all of a sudden, he's got these ropes wrapped around him, and he's going into what looks like a cavern, like one of those... Geez, I can't remember what they're called anymore. You know, underground.
Cenote.
Okay. Yeah. and he's upside. It's like what you look like a spelunker going into an underground cave. What were you doing?
That was a. That's definitely a trip that, in the middle of the drive to where we were going, I was telling the producer, like, "Hey, we got to turn around. I mean, this is not something we need to recommend to people." And the plan was to rappel into a cenote. And in the Mayan culture, cenote is the gateway to the underworld.
Ooh.
It's technically just a sinkhole, in effect. And underneath Mexico, they have these underground rivers, this underground river system, and the sort of the fallout gets washed away, and you're left with this body of water, this moving water underneath this hole in the ground.
Wow!
And we were rappelling from a tower about 50 feet up into the cenote and then into the waters. It was a great experience. Again, one of these things I'd probably never do if I wasn't on the Golf Channel getting paid to sort of travel.
With a really good health insurance.
yeah.
No, but it looked fascinating and like something I would want to do just because...
Oh, it's great. It's thrilling.
Yeah, but the road to it, I should expect a rugged terrain if
it was biblical rainstorm. We were going into the rainforest. It was nothing but potholes, you know, and we're in this bus and honestly, we're going 3 miles an hour for about an hour and a half. This was a particular case where the weather was really bad. And then I come to find out there's a different road we could have taken, which is actually, you know, paved and faster. And I was like, okay, so why did that not happen?
Well, because you were getting the real, you know, the feel of
the
place.
Real look. Yeah, the answer's in the dirt.
Right.
The really wet, rainy dirt. Yeah.
Now, the cenote is a sinkhole. Now, when I see sinkholes in Florida, it's not something I want to repel in. It looks like it's the whole thing's going to come down on top of me. This is kind of a different kind of geology, that, right? The formation.
Oh, yeah.
It's stable.
Yeah. And please don't make me try to explain it any further than I already I just know that, so there's some trees underground that extract some of the minerals out of the ground.
Yeah.
By extracting these minerals,
then
the grounds become soft. That's it. Now, that's as far as I'm going to go.
That was perfect. Now, so we're in Mexico, and I'm thinking, I was going to ask you which is a family, which is the couples, and which is for spring breakers. I got a feeling that Cancun is like spring breakers and couples that want to party.
Yeah, and also Cabo San Lucas is similar to that. I would say a little more. Cabo San Lucas is a little step up above. If Cancun is like Atlantic City, then Cabo San Lucas is getting more towards Vegas, like a step up.
Okay. Okay, but it seemed like there may be some places where there is more architecture, history. Which place would be that? Would that be Los Cabos?
Puerto Vallarta is pretty rich. It's a really it's a beautiful spot.
Okay.
Beautiful layout. You know, sort of city built into the mountains, overlooking the bay.
Okay.
So, It's pretty neat. And then Los Cabos is San Jose del Cabo is the little pocket of Los Cabos that I look forward to getting back to very soon.
Now, okay, and of course I'm going to go. Harding Park is where the Champions Tour is playing. I also saw this on Golf Channel, and I thought, my goodness, they put $23 million into Harding Park. To make it Harding Park?
Yes.
Wow.
it's like an $8 million clubhouse. It's $11 million into the course. There was a maintenance facility, and then the general building of the new course, and a parking lot. So a lot went into it, and they got out way over their skis, but they've got good partners in Charles Schwab and the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
They're getting good events, and with the committed people who are involved backing Sandy Tatum's vision, I don't have any doubts it's going to get where it needs to go to prove this being a successful venture.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's San Diego. I mean, San Francisco, it's a San Francisco. It's like putting $23 million into the Alawai Golf Course, people, okay? I mean, but on a different level, because Alawai is kind of flat and Harding Park is gorgeous. Not that the Alawai is bad or anything like that, but still, it's huge for a city to make that kind of investment. Okay, we're off to Turkey. Why are you? Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something about Harding Park?
Well, I don't know Alawai. I would only just sort of back up the fact that Harding Park was designed by the same two architects who built Olympic Club Lake, right across Lake Merced from each other.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to 1925. San Francisco has this rich history of great amateur golf, and including, you know, the Ken Venturis of the world. But the what Sandy Tatum was ashamed of is how San Francisco was being missed as a market for the PGA Tour. And for people to see this city and hear about the game of golf as it relates to that city more than just every 12 or 15 years when the Open came to the Olympic Club. And I think it was smart.
Sandy Tatum is how old?
93.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I said, where'd you play recently? He said, Cypress Point. You know, I was like, oh, nice. And, he said, it's not the same swing I had from before. I'm having to start all over again at 93, just so you know that's in our future someday. You have to start all over.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the good news. As if golf doesn't have enough going against it, we have to start over when we're 93. Great. But, you know, he says, you know, he just tries to get a few swings that feel like the old swing every now and again, and he's happy.
Yeah, it's wonderful. The fact that he is so alive and doing so much, that's what I wanted.
Living golf god. And you know where I got him? I reached him in his office. He still goes to work every day. You know, he's a former lawyer.
It's great. It's wonderful. It's absolutely fabulous. And absolutely fabulous, Matt Janella, the travel editor for Golf Channel, is off to Turkey. When do you leave for Turkey?
I'm trying to not think about it. No, I'm still doing laundry from Mexico. I'm trying to make sure I've got enough clean clothes to get back on a plane, but I leave tomorrow.
Whoa! Are you going to be there for the Tiger Woods event?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that why you're it's, what is it, Belek?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have no idea where I'm going. I just know that I'm getting on a plane in Orlando tomorrow, and then I just will trust the forces to be to make me get where I need to go. And then I'm going to report on that tournament. Yeah, coming on to morning drive, I'll just be, you know.
Excellent. Excellent.
Sort of the sideline reporter, yeah.
This is great. You're going to Belek in Turkey. It's B-E-L-E-K.
Exactly.
And it's part of the Fall European Tour event, 72-hole stroke play. You'll be at the Max Royal Course. And did you know that Turkish officials are hoping that having Tiger Woods at this tournament will boost Turkey's bid to host the 2020 Olympics?
Yeah. See, first of all, I need you as my assistant and my travel agent. The work that you just did right there, I took out a pen and paper and wrote that stuff down.
Yes.
But, well, the only thing I could say to that comment is it's not going to hurt.
You're right. Chubby Chandler got him over there. He said it's, you know, nobody's going to know anybody, but Tiger Woods is there, so all of Turkey is going to be excited. You know. Go figure.
Maybe that's overstating it, but it's going to be more than zero.
Yeah, well, okay, you know, it's always fun. Matt, are you coming to Hawaii soon?
December 16th until the 26th.
Yay!
I'll be hanging out on the north shore of Oahu. And
maybe we can play Kahuku. Let's go play Kahuku.
I'm in. All right. And I'm going barefooted, too.
Yes. It's the only way to play.
Yeah. I love that place.
Matt Janella, travel editor for Golf Channel. Let's talk before December. Thank
I'll
you.
Treat, I'm, I, by the way, Kahuku's on me. I'm a big spender.
You're good. You're great. Thanks
right,
for being on
care.
The show. You too.
Okay.
Have fun
Bye-bye.
In Turkey. And
thank you. I'll talk soon.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. Bye. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. I have to do something called, for the FCC, they like this, station identification. And these are the stations I'm on right now, except I can't find my station identification. There it is. I should know this by heart. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And you can listen online. Maybe you are. Hi, radiogolfclub.com. And I keep a library of all the shows back to 2007. Started long before that, but that's when, you know, things got really... We started recording it online rather than on cassettes. Before that, it was reel to reel. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Welcome to the show, and we're having a good time today. Matt Janella is off to Turkey, and we're about to talk with Charlie. He's Coach Charlie. Charlie Nakone is assistant golf professional at Mamala Bay at Joint Base Pearl Harbor. I'm so old, I still think of it as Hickam Air Force Base, but that was Pearl Harbor and Hickam, and they put it all together, and it became Joint Base Pearl Harbor. Charlie Nicone will be joining us in a few. But before that, Charlie, during one of our lessons, it's like a playing lesson where he kind of talks us through the shot. He said, you know, you can use one of your phone, and it's got a GPS. If you got one of those GPS apps, you can figure out which club to use. Or how far, actually, he didn't say that. I just gave my position away. You can figure out how far you are from your target. I went, yeah, okay, I've heard about those things, all right? I mean, there's lots of them. And I also knew that Derek Jennings is the managing partner and the exclusive distributor in America and Canada of something called the Mobi-T app that you can put on your phone. It doesn't matter whether you have an iPhone, an Android, or I think it's even available for, oh, what is the other one? There's somebody else going into the, we used to talk about iPhones all the time, and then we became Androids. And let's bring in Derek Jennings right now. He can straighten me out. Derek?
Good morning. How are you, Danielle?
I'm feeling much better, thank you very much, after talking yesterday. A good night's sleep, yes, it helped. So iPhone users, of course, you know, they had the big app store. Now, the Androids, they all have their own app store, and I don't know what the name of it is, but it's just as good.
That is called Google Play. So Google Play also houses a lot of apps for other operating systems such as Windows.
There you go. So we've got we've got the iPhone, iPad, Android, and the Windows phone. And that's where, and you are across the
board.
You're everything. You've got it for everybody.
It's a multi-platform app.
Excellent. And you also have an amazing number of golf courses that are already mapped out. I think when I was looking at what you sent me, you have more than anybody.
Yes, actually, we were quite proud of that. We have 17 full-time developers who work specifically on this one app, which is pretty unheard of in the mobile app industry. So we're very proud to offer over 35,000 courses charted globally throughout the world, because we realize that golfers also like to travel. So any course that's not within our database, you contact us at info@mobit.com or contact at mobit.com, and within 72 hours, your course that you would like to be added to the database will be added. So not only do we pride ourselves in having more courses than anybody, but we have a highly responsive support staff and team that we pride ourselves in customer service. So, you know, we have so many features. We have a myriad of features that we like to offer for users, and it's far more than anything else in the market right now that's similar to us.
Mobi-T. It's Mobiteee, like the T that you put in the ground for your shot, right?
Exactly.
And it's Mobi-T.
Like a mobile T, because it's mobile, because it's on your mobile, and you know, for your tee time.
Right. Okay. And Mobi-T. And is it Mobi-T.com?
That's correct. Mobi-T.com is our website. We have a phenomenal social media manager that we work with. That's based out on the East Coast. And she's completely put us on a map in terms of our social media presence. So that's kind of been our modus operandi for getting the word out is through this new social media phenomenon. So we're also on Facebook.
Who's the phenomenal social media person you're talking about?
I don't know if I can disclose it at the moment.
Is she a mutual friend of ours?
I'm not going to say yes, but I'm not going to say no.
Okay, Mobi-T.com. That's where you go to find out more. Now, does this cost a lot of money?
It does not. Relatively speaking, it's a rather inexpensive tool. You know, typically, if you're going to buy a Garmin device or a rangefinder, something of that nature, you could pay up to the upwards of about a couple of $100 plus an annual subscription fee. So we offer a GPS, rangefinder, shot tracker, scorecard, statistics calculator, Facebook sharing, a flyover feature in cooperation with Google Maps that gives a dynamic view, aerial view of a hole. So if you're playing like a dog leg, for example, you can know how to attack it. So we offer this and more for $24.99. That's no annual subscription, one-time fee, an automatic free upgrade.
So for $24.99, I get this app. I get the updates for it because there's always apps updated.
It's like trying
to keep your apps updated on your phone is a constant
job.
It's a job.
Serious job.
Me, I have to go update my apps. So $24.99. What about it next year? Are you going to charge me? You're going to send me a bill?
Not at all. And out of the total amount of features that are available, we've charted with our competitors in the market. There's 38 possible features that we can offer. We offer 31 of those 38. Our nearest competitor offers 19. So just to kind of give you the difference of how full and opulent of an app it is.
I like opulent. That's a good word. Now, what I was fascinated by, you know, a lot of times you're on the golf course and it's 200 yards to the pin from where I am.
Right.
And it says on your video that I was watching, it said, take a wood, you know, I can't remember how much, but it actually suggested what club I should take. How would it know what club?
Absolutely.
It's me. How would it know what I would need?
Right. That's a really good question. So when you enter clubs into your bags, you enter what your averages are with each club. And then based on the distance that's calculated, it suggests and recommends which club out of your bag to use, if that makes any sense.
So, yes, it does. So over the period of time that I'm playing, I use my 7-iron. Every time I use my 7-iron, I tell it how far it went?
It'll calculate it.
It will calculate it for me. I don't have to tell it. Oh,
correct. Yeah, and then it'll save it, and you'll have statistics so you can look at your performance over a span of time. And it's quite a useful tool, and it's really stratified at any level of golf that you play. For example, I must admit, my introduction to Moby T really was my entree into the sport. So I am a fledgling golfer, to say the best.
All of us are. Whereas, we're all fledgling golfers.
You know, whereas my colleagues are a little bit more avid than I. But you know, even for me, it's so scalable. You know, whether I'm going to the range or whether you know my colleagues are going out on the green, it's useful for you at any level.
Okay.
And that's the joy of it.
Okay. Now, but I have to tell it that I'm using a 7-iron. Does it take a long time to input this information? Am I going to mess up with the pace of play because of all of the stuff that I'm doing with my little Moby T app?
Absolutely not. It's quite user-friendly. The interface is an HD interface. It's simple. You know, there's beauty in the simplicity of it, although it does offer so much. It will not eat up all of your battery life like a lot of other apps do. You know, you don't have to worry about not being able to call home when you're done.
Yeah, right. It's important.
Exactly. So it's quite useful, and it does not, to answer your question, does not interfere with the pace of the game.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Derek Jennings, finding out about Moby T. I want it now.
Tell you what, Danielle, we'll send you out a copy. Which type of phone do you use?
I use an iPhone.
Use an iPhone?
For now, yes.
You have it to you before.
People are telling me.
We'll get it to you.
People are telling me I should change to an Android, but I use an iPhone. So I'm looking forward to trying it out with my coach, Charlie, who's coming on next to talk about...
Oh, great.
Yes, about our lessons and how you can take lessons with Coach Charlie at Mamala Bay. And I really enjoyed meeting you, Derek. We'll talk
likewise,
again.
Danielle.
Let's talk
again.
Yes,
we will, and we'll send it out to you, and I look forward to your feedback.
Absolutely. I will give it to you. Honestly.
All righty.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I have these really cool sponsors. Star Protection, you know, they'll come down and assess the threat to your business or home and then help you put together a security plan. I have Acura of Honolulu, and I drove their cars. I love their cars. And Poipu Bay Golf Course. And that's on Kauai. And if you haven't played Poipu Bay, don't be afraid to tee it forward. Tee it forward. Don't be afraid to tee it forward. You don't have to tee it off from the tee boxes. There's no rule in golf that says you must play from this location, even if you can't make it that far. You're supposed to enjoy the game. Okay, that's the whole thing about golf, is going out and playing on the golf course. And they've got this really... Let's bring Charlie Nicone in. Charlie, my coach Charlie, welcome to the show. He's an assistant pro at Mamala. And if it's Saturday, it must be time for my lesson with Charlie. Charlie, welcome.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good. Good. I fib, but I'm fine. I just wanted to mention that Kauai has this really good... Poipu Bay Golf Course has the practice and play for three holes, $25. You go and you practice on the driving range. It's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You go and you, after work, right? You practice, you get your range balls, and then you get a cart and you go out and you play the first three holes. You get a 3, a 4, and a 5. And it's wonderful. It's perfect. It's kind of like going out with you on Saturday when we're doing a playing lesson. And I'm talking with Tess and P.E. Lani and myself, and we're walking, and Charlie is talking us through each shot. And Charlie, when you leave, us girls really fall apart.
I'd like to say that's the first time I heard that.
I bet it's not the first time you heard it, though. Charlie's been teaching at Mamala for 10 years. He's an assistant professional at teaching at Joint Base Pearl Harbor. You were a tennis pro when you got to Hawaii, weren't you? What got you into golf?
Basically, what happened was there were two tennis pros that I was working with, and they would golf every Monday at a course that at the time I didn't know, but it was Luana Hills. And they would always talk about their experience, and they would ask me to go, and I'd say, no, that's okay. I'm really not a golfer. So that's how it started. And one day I said yes, and next thing I know, I was hooked. I would go out and practice, go to the driving range of Olawai, 11 o'clock at night, because that seems like there weren't a lot of people there, and it gave me time to just practice.
Yeah, and then you shot 72?
Yes, it took just a little while,
okay.
But fortunately, I would have to say God has blessed me with some talents in sports. I wasn't book smart, but he gave me the ability to play sports, and golf was just one of them that I was very fortunate in doing well at.
How often did you take lessons?
I would probably say off and on. I would take them maybe once a month for about 6 months. And it would be like I was just fortunate because at that time, Paris Ernst, who was a pro here in Hawaii.
I know Paris Ernst.
Yeah, his teaching philosophy and I worked out very well together. And we just needed to spend a little time together. And basically what he has taught me, I've been able to bring to others.
That's wonderful.
And, yeah.
That's wonderful. You have taught, and I was reading, I asked Charlie for information, and this really surprised me. Not that you've taught wounded warriors and veterans and family members, but also autistic, deaf, and blind students. Now,
correct.
The blind golfer, I have a follower on Twitter who's a blind golfer. He's in England, and he sends videos. It's amazing. I can understand deaf, but autistic is very difficult to get close to an autistic child. How do you do that?
Basically, I try to become the child. You know, the best way to be able to work with someone like that is to speak in their language. So you basically become their friend first. And I always encourage the parents to please come along. So basically, if the parents are there, the child feels a little bit more comfortable at first. And soon you just do little things with them, try to be their friend, teach them a swing, make it basically the movement using the words back and forth. And next thing you know, they're able to tee their own ball up and enjoy a round of golf with their friends or family.
Wow. Okay, when you're teaching a blind person, do you close your eyes?
Basically, I have to think what they would do. And sometimes we forget all the abilities, or as we look at our life, we forget that we are very lucky that we have vision. I sometimes have to stop and really think that, hey, this person is really blind. And so I have to look, like you said, maybe at times I do have to think I'm closing my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But I, once again, like anything that I teach, if the movement is taking the golf club and moving it back and forth, they have what they call a spotter with them that I'm working with. And so basically that person is like their caddy, because they're going to be on the golf course with them. So we try to work together, try to imagine where the swing plane is moving towards the ball, and we try to position that golfer when he is ready to hit into that position.
Okay, and does the spotter say anything to give them an auditory location?
Basically, the spotter will stand behind the golfer in out of harm's way.
Okay.
And he'll listen to the voice and say, your club needs to come back towards me.
I see.
And the golfer hears that, and he moves the club towards that, and then it's just basically moving the club forward again.
Wow.
And it's been pretty exciting. You know, when you see that happen, and the golfer themselves are now making contact with the ball, they can tell the difference between a good shot and one they didn't hit quite perfectly.
That's really cool. Now, what about this is weird about golf. Sound comes to us last. We hit the ball, right, and then we get the sound, right? I mean, it's not
absolutely
like okay. So, but it's important. Sound is important. The way you hit the ball and the sound that it makes.
Correct.
It's important. How does a deaf person work?
By feel.
Ah.
You know, once again, there are senses that we take for granted.
Uh-huh.
They can feel the contact on their club like us. We know when we pop the ball. We know when we probably hit it out to the right. And after that, that's probably why when we go down to the range, we want feedback from the student. You know, what did that feel like to you? And soon, they can almost correct themselves on the golf course, knowing that when they hit the ball badly, did I top it? What did I do? And that's how I try to work with my students, is try to gauge a sense that works for you. And from there, when you're making good contact, you should know what it feels like. When you're making bad contact, you'll also feel that as well.
Huh. Fascinating. Okay, you know, sometimes I think we should put earplugs in. And, you know, there are a lot of people who putt blind. In fact, I don't recall her name, but on the LPGA Tour, there was a golfer who learned putting. Her instructor said, I want you to get this. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and putt. And then she did it. Actually, she did it in competition.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right. And she sank putts. One other thing about our wounded warriors. In addition to the physical activity, what does golf give them, in your experience?
It gives them a sense of socially. It gives them an opportunity to probably meet people they would have never had that chance to do. and share their, and it's kind of neat being around the military, some of the stories that each of the students share, and it's a story of a lifetime, because I guess we take for granted, you know, if we are not having a handicap of any sort with our body, how we're able to move freely, and all of a sudden you have someone who might have been wounded in war, mm-hmm. and they are now doing something they never thought they could do, especially golf. It's already hard enough as it is as an able person, but now all of a sudden they might have a handicap, and all of a sudden now they're able to do this, and like I said, they get a chance to meet people, share stories, and what a great opportunity for them.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful. Now, how do we get in touch with you, Charlie? Can anybody, I mean, you're at Joint Base Pearl Harbor. Can anybody learn to play with you?
It's basically, I've been fortunate enough that I have groups of people sometimes that will say, hey, listen, is there any way we can come in as a group and participate in a group lesson possibly? And I've been fortunate enough where our staff at Mamala Bay, with my boss, Todd Nicely, not because we're Joint Base, has been nice enough to let us sponsor people on to the base in a group lesson type session. And from there, like I said, our new managers, Carl Kelly and Ron Kiaina, have been very supportive of letting us participate in a group lesson type atmosphere. But they would have to contact us. And we have, like I said, it is a secured base.
Right.
So there are things we need to go through to get people on the base.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this isn't, I mean, this is like every time Charlie has to meet you at the gate, you've got to be on time. But I'm thinking because you've taught special needs people, autistic, deaf, blind, there may be people who want to learn, and you've had that experience, and I thought, wow, I'm, you know, this is a trigger that maybe people have never heard about. The AJGA Rolex Player of the Year is Allison Lee. She's now a UCLA team member. She's already won. She said some of the advice for junior golfers is to have a parental figure, a guide, whether it's your parents or maybe you can talk with your auntie easier. It's important that you don't force it on the kids, that they have fun, that the children should know that it takes time and that sacrifices will be. Is there anything else that you can, we only have 60 seconds. Is there anything else you can add to that for junior golfers?
Probably after a tournament, enjoy yourself. I don't care if that means that you can go to the mall with your friends, go play some video games, but playing a sport, you're giving and sacrificing a lot of your time with your family and friends. And I always say for my tournament players to their parents, please let them be kids. Let them enjoy it. Once they're done with their tournament, let them at least have a day or two where they just get to do what they want to do. And I have always encouraged that, and the parents know that. So I've been blessed once again with great parents. I really haven't had any problems with them letting their kids be kids. And it seems to be a very successful mode.
I like it because it's really important that children, at you know, when they become teenagers, young adults, because at 14, 15, our kids today are maturing much quicker than maybe we're accustomed to.
Absolutely.
And they have, you know, they're being pulled in many different directions, and they need to experience all of that, but then come back to the game and enjoy it. Charlie Nicone, it's so nice to talk with you. We'll have to do this again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Danielle, for your time, and I just want to say thanks to all my friends and family out there who have continually supported me in what I do.
Absolutely, and you're great at it. Thank you for being on the show.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Danielle. We'll see you later.
Thank you for making the golf club possible. Acura of Honolulu, and now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. It's a very comfortable car. And by the way, the Acura RLX, or if you choose the Advance, there's a lot of space in the back. So if you drive someone and they need a lot of room, this is the really good car for the person who needs a lot of space in the back. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home, for your business. They come out, they assess the risks to your property, and they figure out a game plan to protect it and put it in place. Star Protection for your home, for your business, for your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. And again, Tee it forward. Don't be intimidated. I know this was the home of the PGA Grand Slam of golf for years and years and years, where the best of the best played. But that doesn't mean you can't play it. Just tee it forward. Okay, and they've got a special 25% package, the practice and play. So you get to play three holes after practicing on the range with free balls, golf cart. That's after 4 o'clock in the afternoon on weekdays. And while you're there, check out the sale rack. It's 25% off and restocked. Go get a gift card. Thank you for your mana. That's the end of the show. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.